We remain in the season of Easter. And yet, through these past weeks, the church keeps bringing us back to that night, that dark night, a night of fear and uncertainty, a night of darkness. Most certainly, we do go through the account of the Acts of the Apostles, which details the emergence of the early church. Today, we hear of the resolution of those Gentiles who are following Christ. Would they have to follow the Mosaic Law? And it was decided through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit that they would not, for Jesus Christ was greater than the law. But yet we are here in this night. Aren't we celebrating the resurrection? Isn't the night that night of His passion? Isn't that behind us? Why do we return? Perhaps it is for you and I. For truly, so much of our life is marked by fear and doubt and uncertainty. Yes, we celebrate the resurrection. But sometimes in the intimacy of our own reality, it does seem like a dark night. To His disciples, Jesus relates two elements of their reality. First, He is going away. But secondly, He will not leave them orphaned. But perhaps most bewildering to them, our Lord wishes them peace. They are on the precipice of an enormous loss that they can't even begin to comprehend. And yet, He wishes them peace. But He distinguishes it from the peace that the world gives, that the world offers. And most certainly, it does. Isn't that basically the mantra of secular humanism, which this university is pretty much stock and trade? We do not recognize the transcendent. Aren't we self-sufficient? Isn't human reason and knowledge enough? What more do we need? We are masters of our own destiny. We can realize peace. At the dawn of the 20th century, it was believed, it was to be an age of peace. For we were certainly an enlightened people, correct? The shadow and the darkness of those medieval ages were behind us, correct? With our advances in technology and science and medicine, surely we would achieve peace. But the 20th century was the most brutal and bloody and destructive century that man had ever known. And who is to say that the 21st will be any better? No, Jesus offers us a different peace. For the peace of the world is conditional. It is transient. On the whims of nations and leaders. Who has the biggest gun? Who has the loudest voice? Oftentimes, the peace that the world offers you and I is subjection. What peace does the world want to offer the church right now? Basically, shut up. Keep your faith and your belief to yourself, and we will have peace, correct? But that's living a lie. No, Jesus offers us a far deeper peace. A peace in the very essence of our being. That knowledge, that assurance that God is with us. That you belong to God. And all the other things, the world is passing away, but that reality, that truth of who you are and who you belong to and the love that He has for you remains constant. It does not mean the absence of trouble or discouragement or loss or even tragedy. But there is a depth of that peace. Perhaps you've heard this analogy to the ocean. If you've ever been out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, it's pretty huge. In the midst of great storms upon the surface, it is violent. It is destructive. It is powerful. But if you go to the very depths of that ocean, it remains calm and tranquil and at peace. That is the peace. That is the nature of the peace that Jesus offers to you and I. But that peace is a gift. That peace is the gift of the Spirit. That Spirit that is the constant presence of God in our midst. That through that Spirit, you and I continue to experience Jesus Christ. Through that Spirit, we know that He remains with us. That peace that only the Spirit can offer you. For that Spirit is the very breath of God. And that breath of God is in you. You may not acknowledge it. You may want to dismiss it. You may find it a nuisance, but it remains. The breath of God is in you. The breath that whispers, you belong to God. That breath that whispers the words of Jesus, I have overcome the world. That breath of God that whispers to you the words of Jesus, I am with you always. That breath of God that allows you, even in the midst of it all, to place your lives in the hands of God. That breath of God that is the very manifestation of God's love for you. But that very breath, that very Spirit, that raised Jesus from the dead can raise your hearts from the depth. And that Spirit sends us forth. That Spirit sends you and I forth to do what Jesus did, to preach and to heal, to find the lost, to mend the broken, to be the light to those who live in the consuming darkness. That breath sends us forth. We are never abandoned. No matter what sorrow or loss, living in the midst of a shattered world, you and I are never abandoned. For Jesus and the Father, through the power of the Holy Spirit, have come to make their dwelling with you. That you may truly live life. But there is another dwelling that they have prepared for you and I, an eternal home, where we will be with them forever. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid.